The information presented is general in nature and should not be considered legal, accounting, or tax advice. Regions reminds its customers they should be vigilant about fraud and security and that they are responsible for taking action to protect their computer systems. Fraud prevention requires a continuous review of your policies and practices as the threat evolves daily. There is no guarantee that all fraudulent transactions will be prevented or that related financial losses will not occur. Visit regions.com/stopfraud or speak with your treasury management officer for further information on how you can help prevent fraud. Regions Bank, member FDIC. Hello, my name is Brant Boyles and I work for Regions Bank on the treasury management team. We've created a three-part podcast to highlight trends relating to fraud and outline a few items that we think will help provide some education and a few ideas on methods you may use to protect your business from a variety of emerging fraud threats. Cybersecurity ranks as one of the top concerns for businesses, according to multiple surveys conducted over the past few years. This looming threat of losses associated with a fraud event has every prudent business owner and financial executive seeking ways to protect their assets and mitigate the potential impact of a fraud event. In our first session, we'll be highlighting a fraud scheme called Vendor Change in Terms. And today I'm joined by Randy Wilborn, Vice President, and our Treasury Management Product Manager, responsible for our fraud solution products, and Jeff Taylor, Senior Vice President in Treasury Management. The Vendor Change in Terms fraud scheme has become one of the most significant industry-wide threats today. Randy, what are some of the signs that a fraudster may be attempting to redirect your legitimate payments?
Thank you, Brant. As you know, fraudsters attack and infect systems in many different ways. So imagine you are responsible for processing payments. Think for a minute about the number of invoices you would receive from your vendors on a daily basis and how many payments you would process to satisfy those invoices. Now, factor in the number of emails you would receive. Fraudsters understand these volumes and seek to exploit this as a vulnerable point for your business.
So how are these perpetrators able to successfully carry out this crime?
Well, these guys can actually be seen as modern-day bank robbers. Only in this case, it's not the bank being robbed. It's the client. To give you an idea of how this typically flows, the fraudsters gain access to the email account of one of your vendors through malware, or perhaps create a fictitious email address that impersonates one of your vendors. Through social engineering searches, the fraudsters uncovers the name of the key financial decision makers or accounts payable associates in both your company and your vendors. The fraudsters then sends an email to someone at your company and requests a change in the payment terms or the payment destination for future payments. Now, while this redirection of payment terms may appear to be legitimate, the new banking information refers to an account that is actually controlled by the fraudster or by a person commonly referred to as a money mule.
Wait, a money mule. Can you explain what a money mule is?
Sure, we actually get that question a lot. These money mules are only a conduit for the funds transfers. They are usually recruited by the fraudster via a work from home or a quick way to make money type of scheme. Once you begin using new information, the future payments that you send will be quickly transferred from the money mule's account to another account controlled by the fraudster, most likely in a non-U.S. destination. And finally, depending upon your vendor payment terms, the deception may not be discovered until your account is past due, say 30 to 60 days later, rendering any attempt at recovery nearly impossible.
Thank you, Randy. Jeff, is there anything a business can do to prevent this from happening to their company? Or maybe there's some helpful practices or procedures a business could implement to protect against this type of fraud?
Yeah, Brant, there are a number of things clients can do to help protect their company from fraud. The first is to protect your house. Clients should work with their IT partners to ensure that all system security and firewall software is updated timely. They should institute a business practice to not accept email as a channel for changing the terms of payments. And if that's not possible, implement a procedure to call a phone number known to you that belongs to the vendor and verify the change in terms. Don't call the number in the email as it's most likely connected to the fraudster. Implement a dual control process that requires an additional approval for any change in payment terms. And develop an associate training program to inform, educate, and test your associates on this threat and your internal processes for addressing it. Create a fraud and risk governance plan. Just like a disaster recovery plan, this provides the guidelines to follow in the event of a compromise. It's important to be fraud aware and communicate to your employees the importance of taking the time to validate requests before taking action and reinforce this frequently. And lastly, follow your instincts. If something doesn't feel right, investigate it and let us know.
Thank you, Jeff and Randy, for your insights, and thank you for listening to our podcast. If you think you've been victimized by fraud, contact our client services team immediately at 1-800-787-3905. For more information and resources on fraud prevention, visit our webpage at www.regents.com/stopfraud. In our next session, we will be discussing malware and some tips to help protect yourself.